August 5th is International Beer Day. Yesterday was International IPA Day too, so also a special day. But I thought we'd focus on the
Well, thanks
broader...
so much for coming in, Tom.
Yeah, you're lucky I'm here. We are lucky to have such a vibrant scene here in Geelong, Surf Coast and Bellarine breweries, and they're all wonderful. But one of our favourites is Bells Beach Brewing. And joining us now from Bells Beach Brewing is a world-renowned sports photographer, but he knows his beer as well. It's Jeff Crowe. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're good. Happy International Beer Day, mate.
Pretty excited myself. Don't worry, Tom.
Yeah.
Actually, only National IPA Day, not International.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why we didn't celebrate it in such a vigorous fashion. It wasn't an international thing. It is an exciting day, and you guys have put up a beautiful post about the reasons behind International Beer Day.
Yes.
Some of those reasons, gathering with friends and enjoying the taste of beer.
That's a good reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But also celebrating those who actually make your beer and serve you your beer.
Mm.
That's an important one. And then the last one, the last tenet of it, was for everyone in the world to get together on one day, no matter what beer you drink, wherever you are in the world, and everyone have a beer together. So it's now, they're now celebrated in over 80 countries.
Wow.
Six continents. And not a bad thing that one guy started in Santa Cruz, California, around 2006, 2007.
Was that you?
And it's grown. I had nothing to do with that.
This is really nice how you say uniting the world and all types of different beer drinkers because, as you know, Jeff, I cop a bit of flack about the beer that I drink as opposed to the ones that Tom drinks. So there'll be no judgment today, no matter what beautiful Bells Beach Brewing beer I choose. Is that correct?
None whatsoever.
Good.
That's today, though. He has his fair shot on Saturday, you understand.
Hey, Jeff, just quickly, before we were talking about the fact that a way to celebrate could be getting nude and getting in one of your tanks.
Yeah.
And I said it needs to be one of the finishing tanks. It can't be early on in the process because it gets a bit hot in there. You ever done that? Gone for a little splash around in one of the Bells Beach Brewing tanks?
I got to say, not yet. We have a whole bunch of new finishing tanks, you know, bright tanks in there, and it does sound appealing. We've only had... one person actually get in a tank and get stuck, and that's Jono.
Jono? Okay.
Luckily for him, no beer in the time, but he's been stuck in two different tanks.
Oh my God.
Watch that, man. Jeff, amazing. I love the idea, though, that we could be seeing, you know, a Jono's brew, a special Jono's brew sometime, specifically with that beautiful Jono taste about it.
Not too sure.
Knowing Jono, it'd definitely be high alcohol, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Now, you are getting a bunch of people very excited in the particular way that you're celebrating today. What are you guys doing at Bells Beach Brewing today?
Well, we thought we'd take the first tenet, which was, you know, gather with friends and celebrate beers. So what we're doing is a two-for-one, and it doesn't matter what size, what shape, what color, what taste, a beer. We'll shout you the second one free. So we're encouraging people to bring a friend. You know, and buy a beer for a friend, or if you're really lucky, have your friend buy a beer for you.
Yeah. Yes.
Or two each.
Drink responsibly, we will say. But two each.
Geelong and Torquay, you're saying there, Jeff? Sorry, as we chat?
No, yes. Yeah. Both okay.
Yeah.
So, as you were saying before, we're pretty lucky being down here in the Surf Coast and Bellarine with the community that we have, you know.
Yes. Mm.
Ren and the boys over at Blackman's and Luke over at Southwest, Scotty at Valhalla, Chiller, you know, your mate Chiller over there at Curacolo and Ocean Grove. It's just, it's a lot of fun to be part of.
Yeah, and you guys are all mates. People might not know that, you know, sometimes you'll run out of something and you will be able to just put in a call to one of the other breweries around, and you guys are always happy to just kind of help each other out, aren't you?
I love that.
Yeah, I think it was last week on my tour through town, I got a text from John who said he'd stopped by Blackman's, and you know, we were 5 kilos short of a hop, and they were quite happy to, you know, loan us 5 kilos for the day.
See, and that's just what, that is what International Beer Day is all about.
It is.
Being there for your mates and enjoying beer, and all the breweries do that. And we are very, very lucky, Jeff.
We are very lucky. The other thing is we try and encourage people to actually go to the breweries. You know, we live in a beautiful part of the world, and people think about the environment and sustainability, or at least being responsible. Mm. And the most responsible beer you could ever drink is one that comes directly from the brewery.
Yes.
No waste, no carbon footprint transporting or doing anything. It literally goes from the tank to your glass.
Yes. So.
It normally goes from the tank to your mouth Tom. So.
If Jeff's not watching.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the taps, you guys have got a whole heap of cool stuff on the taps, and you have to get into the breweries to see exactly what is on offer. But 2-for-1 beers all day at Bells Beach Brewing in Torquay, and also here in town in Little Mallop Street there. Jeff, thank you so much for the wonderful work that you do and for your time this morning.
No problems, guys. I hope everyone enjoys today.
Happy International Beer Day, everybody.